This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Maya wants to know how to prevent sagging breasts. She doesn't breastfeed, and she's already noticed her breasts are sagging. For some reason, people think I'm an expert on that, right, because I complain about my personal situation. Unfortunately, it's gravity, okay? You can't fight gravity, all right? You are not going to be perky. I think Helen Mirren, I mean, she looks very, very perky. My guess is something was environmentally added to help that happen. I am not opposed to plastic surgery, and that's exactly what I had to do. And not that you guys want to picture that, but I got really tired of, you know, always, you know, stepping on my boob or it getting in the way when I was trying to tie my shoe. So I thought it was a good idea to get a lift. But it's very interesting because an article came out talking about seven myths people have about preventing saggy breasts. And she kind of goes through them. Okay, so for example, okay, and many of you men may want to listen to this too, because your woman may, like, wear a bra to bed, you know, trying to prevent her breasts from sagging, and that really doesn't do it either. So first, okay, let's start from the beginning. So myth one, chest exercises and push-ups promote perkiness. I remember seeing my mom in the 80s. She had this thing. It had a spring on it, and you would take both your hands and push it together. It was kind of a couple feet long, and I'm like, what are you doing? You know, and she's like, it's working on my chest. It'll help raise my chest. And so, you know, but your pectoralis muscles, okay, that doesn't really relate to the actual breast tissue. So you may perk up your chest a little bit more, but your breasts are fat tissue. And your mammary glands and, you know, the firmness of that isn't really related to pectoralis muscle. And I'll do that. I'll do, you know, chest exercises, et cetera, and push-ups. And so even though it will help a little bit, it's not going to fix it. Myth two, wearing a bra in bed prevents sagging. I guess Dr. Hamza writes that Halle Berry confessed in an interview that she wears a bra in bed, but it's a false misconception. In fact, wearing a bra can help to achieve the immediate desired shape and look, but once it's removed, the breasts will return to their natural position. And get this, wearing a bra to bed could even aggravate the sagging effect as its wire support works against gravity, weakening the breast's natural ability to self-lift. So, yeah, all right, so don't wear bras. By the way, and I cannot stand metal in the bra. I still think metal in the bra, those underwires, cause breast cancer. That's just me. All right, splashing water on your breasts will keep them firm. That I've never heard of. According to Dr. Hamza, there's a common misbelief that splashing cold water on the breast could cause the tissue to shrink, which will lift the boobs, contributing to a perkier shape. Okay, but it won't firm the body part. Maybe the skin elasticity will change. I don't really like the idea of wet t-shirt contests. I would never join one. So, no, I don't like that. Wearing a larger bra will cause sagging. A lot of women wear bras that don't fit correctly, and they do that to push up. There's no scientific evidence that if you wore a larger bra that's too big for you, you would sag. Okay, I mean, it's like, okay, let's say you had a harness keeping your arm up, and you wanted your arm to always be up. So you had this harness do that. What would happen if you take the harness off? The arm would fall back down. Okay? I mean, you can't harness yourself into a position. Running can help prevent sagging. See, I think that's what caused the sagging. I used to run. And exercise is always recommended, but you really need supportive resistance bras to counteract the sagging effect. So if you are a runner, you need to wear some pretty good sports bras. I sometimes wear two, okay, because, you know, you guys have seen me. I'm a little bit more full figured. I mean, I went from a cup to a D cup in 6 months. And my first grade teacher was like completely scared. And I was like, it's okay. You know, so I mean, yeah. Okay, anyway. Chest exercises will make your breasts smaller. Nope, no evidence to suggest that chest exercises will do that. It may help remove some of the fat tissue around there, which could, you know, fat, obviously. You know, you lose weight, you'll lose fat in your breasts. You gain weight, you'll gain bigger breasts, but you'll still sag. And then, you know, before we, you know, give up going, there's nothing you can do to prevent sagging breasts, Dr. Hamza said, wait, if you're healthy, you eat well, you exercise, and you avoid excessive exposure to UV rays and smoking, that will play a role in the quality of your skin. Yo-yo dieting is detrimental. It'll cause the skin to loosen. Applying creams and lotions could also improve the skin's complexion, and prevent aging is also helpful. Breast implants. Why do people do implants? Because if the fat in the breast is not dense enough, or it's not allowing the perkiness, people will put an implant. And many people in Hollywood do this, and it gives them the figure that we all want, and then we get frustrated that we don't have that figure. Well, if they're doing surgery, no wonder. Breast augmentation also could be done with breast implants, or sometimes you could augment using fat from other areas like abdomen, hips, thighs, and that will kind of help. My problem is the fat, I think, will deflate quicker than the implants. You could have a breast lift and reduction. That's kind of what I did, and that helped, and hubby's happy, and my shoes are happy, you know, because they don't keep, you know, banging against something. So, all right, and that's everything you need to know about saggy breasts. When we come back, remember Refrigerator Perry? Chicago Bears, who beat the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl back in 85. We're hearing some bad news about him. We're going to talk about that. And we have a second case of the superbug found in a New York patient. Don't go away. We'll be right back on 877.Dolly.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we all remember Refrigerator Perry from the 80s, unless some of you guys were too young, and I don't. And, you know, I don't even want to talk to you. Okay, thank you for listening to the show. But, you know, I used to be the young one. Anyway, all right, I get it. Well, Refrigerator Perry is now 53 years old. Now, he was a star during his rookie season. If you remember, he was a rookie. And back in 1985, if I remember correctly, that's when the Chicago Bears beat the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. And everybody was a Bear fan. This was great. He was being picked in the first round by Mike Ditka. And he was a defensive lineman. And he was huge, and they called him Refrigerator Perry. He was well-known. He was so cool. He is cool. Very cool. Well, he's 53 years old right now. From what we find out, he has diabetes, all right? And he also has been suffering with Guillain-Barré. They say he's lost all his money. He's even lost his Super Bowl ring, which he had to auction off for $200,000 a year ago. This is being reported by Daily Mail. They say he's been drinking heavy, eating poorly, and now he needs a walker to move around. His home is an assisted living facility after he was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré in 2009, which unfortunately causes paralysis. He played for the NFL for 10 seasons. He made millions. He also had endorsements from McDonald's, Coca-Cola, True Value Hardware Stores, Frigidaire, Whirlpool, GE. He also even recorded a rap song called the Super Bowl Shuffle. I remember that. Oh, Tom, can you find the Super Bowl Shuffle? Hopefully it's not dirty. Tom?
Sorry, what? Who?
The Super Bowl Shuffle. It's the song Refrigerator Perry did. If you could find it, it's called Super Bowl Shuffle.
Okay, I'll
see if you
it.
Could play a clip of that. Take your time. They say the money from 17 companies he signed with after his first season eclipsed a $1.35 million contract he had when he signed with the Bears. He's back home in Aiken, South Carolina. Has lived since he left the NFL decades ago. He says, I'm happy. I'm home. I ain't got no plans. I'm just going to relax and take my time. That's what he told Sports Illustrated. They said he spends most of his days drinking with others in his white Hummer H2, which the winter of the... They say... Oh, no. Oh, no. Apparently, there's reports that it has... there's been some issues with his bladder. I don't want to go into that. But, you know, his income, they say, dropped down to $13,921 last year. Now, why am I spending time on this? One is I'm a huge fan of Refrigerator Perry. I mean, obviously, when I was in high school, he was a hero. But, you know, when you see somebody like this who was on the top of their game, and unfortunately this happens a lot, we always hear of these stars or these athletes or these actors just go from fame and money down to being poor. And, Red Fox, I believe, was Sanford and Son. I mean, you hear of all these people that, and you wonder what could have possibly happened. And it makes us, you know, we're Mega Millions is in the news today, you know, and seeing if anybody's going to be, you know, winning that big jackpot. And, you know, you hear about lottery winners go broke as well. And, you know, so what ends up happening? And it was a very interesting article they had a while back where there was a woman who, I don't really know who she was. Apparently she was a star that was making $1 million a year salary. Okay, so that's pretty damn good. Low for Hollywood standards, but pretty good. And she showed, because she has to live in New York to work, what that $1 million went to. And by the time she got done with rent, by the time she got done with taxes, because $1 million, you're already in the 33-35% tax bracket. New York has high taxes. So now you're down to $666,000. Maybe her home is $350,000. I mean, and that would be small for New York. That'd be pretty, pretty cheap. Let's say her home is $500,000. All right. Then you have security. You know, if you're a star, you need security. You have managers that take money. You have your agents that take money. You have family that take money. That money gets eaten up pretty quickly. And so now you have somebody like an NFL great, like Refrigerator Perry, who's broke. He has health issues. It's sad. You know, it was very interesting. Early on in my radio career, there would be quote unquote managers that were soliciting. That and who knows? I mean, maybe things could be even better for me if I had a manager. But I didn't trust a lot of these people, and there were these managers that wanted to take over, and get their bite and get their take and have their there was somebody who wanted to own a franchise that they weren't even going to help me make. They just were going to be a part of it and then, you know, take the cut. And so it's very frustrating for people in show business, unfortunately, that you get into a position where you have the potential to make money and somebody else gets in on it. Or you can't continue to make that money. I mean, what happens? I mean, if Refrigerator Perry wanted to endorse something, maybe some of us middle-aged people and older people would be like, yeah, I know him. I'd like to see Refrigerator Perry. I mean, he could probably get some commercials now, but unfortunately he's sick and not doing so well. So it's a shame, and when I saw that, I had to bring it up. Were you able to find the Super Bowl Shuffle, Tom?
I found a couple of versions of it, but nothing that's
clean.
Yeah.
Okay, then don't do it. No, don't do it.
Sorry, guys.
I know. I want to go home and listen to it now. I'm like, I just remember them doing a Super Bowl. I remember that. All right, well, we'll move on. A second U.S. case of a superbug gene found in a New York patient. This is the second U.S. citizen to be infected with the bacteria containing a quote-unquote superbug gene. This MCR-1 superbug gene, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, is very troubling because it makes bacteria resistant to last resort antibiotics. This second superbug gene was found in an E. coli sample from the New York patient whose name and condition has not been released. Remember, the first case was a woman in Pennsylvania who had a bladder infection? In addition to its resistance to last resort antibiotics, the U.S. officials are worrying that the superbug could have an effect on bacteria that is already difficult to treat with antibiotics. The MCR1 gene is resistant to colestin, and colestin is an antibiotic. It's been around since for 50 years, but it's an antibiotic that is used to treat multi-drug resistant infections, including this carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter, the CRE, which U.S. health officials have dubbed quote-unquote a nightmare bacteria. So they say what is concerning about this gene is that the bacteria now can actually share the resistance genes to other bacteria. So they think it's going to find its way into the CRE bacteria that are already a problem, and now we have a bacteria virtually resistant to all types of antibiotics. In the first U.S. case, the bacteria that carried the superbug gene was still vulnerable, luckily, to other antibiotics. It was a woman that had a bladder infection that just wouldn't get nicked until finally they were able to step it up. Last year, researchers in China discovered the quote-unquote superbug gene in both farm animals and humans. At the time of the initial report, this gene was known to have reached at least 19 countries. So you understand what they're talking about. They found a bacteria that actually has a gene that makes the bacteria resistant, and this bacteria could share this gene with other bacteria. Okay, that's a problem. That's a huge problem. Okay, it's one thing to deal with a bacteria, but to deal with a gene that takes bacteria that we could fight and supersizes them, that's a problem. Lance Price, a professor of environmental and occupied health at George Washington University, told Bloomberg last year that he was quite worried about the gene, saying the findings sort of, quote, ruined my Thanksgiving. Since the gene's discovery in China, researchers have tested over 20,000 E. coli and Klebsiella pneumonia strains from all over the world, and 19 tested positive for the superbug gene. How many deaths happen a year due to antibiotic resistance? At least 23,000 is being reported. So this is some serious stuff, and we are going to have to watch this very closely. And where I think we need to go next is maybe not just, you know, concentrate on antibiotics and making better antibiotics, because the problem with that is obviously these bugs are getting smarter. Nature will always outsmart man. Okay, we know that. Okay, nature, a bacteria, we are not going to get rid of all bacteria. We don't want to get rid of all bacteria. So the fact that we don't want to get rid of all bacteria, because we need bacteria to live, just allows the bacteria more of an opportunity to do what they need to do. I mean, we need bacteria to live. That's what coats our GI tract. That's what, from what we're understanding, is helping regulate a lot of our health. But when it comes to these bugs going rogue, or these bugs becoming very, very virulent, they want to survive just like humans want to survive. All right? Yeah, they may not have fancy labs, they may not have the CDC behind them, they may not have pharmaceutical companies behind them, but they sure the heck have been, you know, doing well this far. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was an interesting study. They say subways are full of bacteria, but don't freak out. All right? They say that in a study from Harvard Chan School of Chan School of Public Health, they took a bunch of trips on the Boston City subway and started swabbing. In their new study published in the American Society for Microbiology's journal M Systems, the scientists report on what they found when they sampled the seats, seat backs, walls, poles, ticketing machines, hanging straps on the Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority, and they were amazed at how much the subway looks microbial speaking, they say. Very similar to the mosaic of humans. The most dominant bacteria of all the surfaces was the same bacteria on people's skin and mouths. And the kinds of colonies that thrived in certain places, like the hanging grips, depended on how that surface is used. The scientists found colonies of breathing-borne bacteria on touch screens and vaginal bacteria on fuzzy polyester seats. The scientists didn't find pathogenic organisms, luckily, that actually caused sickness or the antibiotic resistance gene. So what they're basically saying is there was a ton of bacteria and different types, but none of these, or I don't want to say none of these, but overall, you're not supposed to get sick from a subway. They say, according to author Curtis Huttenhauer, associate professor of computational biology and bioinformatics, he goes, I was surprised by the degree to which these environments really do look like people. But if you think about the relative size of the bacteria compared to how porous clothing is, it's no surprise that we're shedding all sorts of bugs. In the future, this kind of technology, they say, might be helpful to monitor microbes in different environments like a subway, an airport, or a kindergarten classroom. If the colonies started to shift from their normal state, that could signal the start of flu season or an early outbreak of norovirus. So they say, if you, let's say, ride the train, it's going to be very similar to you shaking a bunch of people's hands. Even though many of us, after we shake hands, we clean our hands. So, okay, so what does this mean for you and I? Well, duh, I mean, obviously there's a bunch of bacteria in these places, okay? We've seen these articles talking about how our phones, how our smartphones are as dirty, if not dirtier, than a toilet seat. All right? So many of you go, well, that's okay. I just use hand sanitizer all the time. Well, you know, the FDA now is kind of a few questions, they say, for makers of hand sanitizer. They want to know whether hand sanitizers used by millions of us are actually causing health risks. So the FDA is asking for new studies on how antiseptic gels and rubs fight germs and get absorbed into the body. This, especially, they're going to be focusing on children and pregnant women. The proposal unveiled Wednesday is part of an ongoing government effort to review decades-old chemicals that have never really had a comprehensive federal review. Now, they don't want anybody thinking that the FDA feels these are unsafe, but they think it's high time that the FDA starts to look at this. Now, hand sanitizers have been now ubiquitous for the last 20 years. They're in workplaces and schools and restaurants and public spaces to reduce the spread of germs. Where was I yesterday? I don't know where I was. I was in some, was it a store? And there were just hand sanitizers on the wall, and I use it. I mean, they're everywhere now. Since 2009, 90% of hand sanitizers sold to the public have included either ethanol or ethyl alcohol. Under current regulations, manufacturers can make broad claims about their product's effectiveness in killing germs. Bottles of Purell hand sanitizer, they say, kills 99.99% of illness causing germs. They suggested that they may tighten such claims after reviewing the information submitted by manufacturers. Again, they said, according to Dr. Janet Woodcock, we're not trying to alarm people. Obviously, ethanol and humans have coexisted for a long time, so there's a lot that's been known about it. But they're concerned about the possible long-term consequences of frequent use by children and women of childbearing age or those who are pregnant or breastfeeding. So the proposal is going to require manufacturers to study whether three anti-germ ingredients, ethanol, alcohol, and a type of chloride, show up in the blood or urine after repeated daily use. That can mean that the chemicals could be affecting the reproductive system or the production of hormones. They're also concerned about the possible risk of antiseptic chemicals and then the emergence of the superbug bacteria. Again, superbug bacteria is resistant to antibiotics. If a superbug, okay, if a bacteria outlives a spray or a wipe of sanitizer, then that bug has some pretty good genes. And then that bug is going to make some progeny that is also going to be pretty super in nature. And so that's how we see this superbug formation. So they say we need to get this additional information. So there are situations where caution is warranted. We can label that or inform the public. Now, the American Cleaning Institute is all over this. They believe the FDA already has a wealth of data on hand sanitizers in their possession to judge them, quote, as generally recognized as safe and effective. But they're still going to work to provide the information. Now, the FDA obviously is taking comments on its proposal. They're going to probably finalize within 6 months. And now, so they, back in 1972, the FDA was, I guess, evaluating antiseptic soaps and scrubs and sprays as part of a law designed to get guidelines for hundreds of drugs and chemicals that were already on the market but were never formally approved. I mean, this is how I look at it. Okay, I use hand sanitizer. And many times for my patients, I'll show them that I'm hand sanitizing to make them feel more comfortable. And so, I mean, I'm a fan. I use it frequently. But, you know, I keep telling everybody to do things in moderation. When you start to look at, you know, that sort of activity, you're kind of doing a lot every day. How many times do I wash my hands throughout the day? When I see patients, maybe 60, 70. If I'm not seeing patients, 20, 30, I wash my hands a lot. True, I pee a lot. I go to the bathroom a lot. Okay, but, you know, on top of that, you know, you touch something, you're about to eat, you shake your hand, you know, that kind of thing. So we're not using it in moderation after all. So it's something to look at. And for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI-NYU Medical School. Stop studies after quote-unquote ethical violations. 8 psychiatric studies were shut down at New York University's medical school after investigators discovered a series of violations, including, oh boy, falsified records. A top researcher has been dismissed. According to the New York Times, violations included lax oversight of study participants and failure to keep accurate case histories. The violations, quote, jeopardized subject safety and welfare and raised concerns about the validity and integrity of the data collected at your site, according to the FDA. All right. Dr. Alexander Neumeister is the study's lead investigator. He was put on leave after complaints that the lab's compliance with research standards were confirmed, and then he later resigned. One of the studies included individuals who had a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder caused by childhood abuse. Participants took a relatively untested drug intended to mimic the effects of marijuana so researchers could observe if their symptoms improved, according to the New York Times. Individuals with mental disorders, though, are more susceptible to adverse reactions. So these are people who are more vulnerable, they say, according to Executive Director of Public Responsibility in Medicine and Research. She says, Elsa Hurley, these are people who are more vulnerable to being exploited in the research process and more vulnerable to things going wrong during research. So you want extra vigilance. If someone in my family were in a situation like this, I would want to be sure that the institution was crossing its T's and dotting its I's. Or dotting its I's and crossing its T's. So according to the FDA investigation, the research team failed to assess at least 3 of the 50 subjects 24 hours after they were administered the experimental drug. Okay, that's not good. Neumeister, they say, quote-unquote, falsified documents by signing another investigator's name on reports, and at least one study participant was part of another trial 16 days earlier, which violated a 30-day window required by protocol. Study participant Diane Ruffcorn, 40 years old, was sexually abused as a child. She was given the drug and the test, but researchers failed to follow up with her. She had to stop all her current medications to prepare for this study. Unfortunately, that could put her at risk. So listen, you know, if an institution is going to do a study, I agree wholeheartedly, they need to get their poop together. And so, understandably so, the ramifications that happened. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, lysine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this was an interesting study. They say CPR outcomes may be better when the rescuer is heavier. They say the odds of surviving a cardiac arrest are higher if the rescuer performing CPR is heavier in weight and has upper body strength. They say our results confirm that the heaviest people perform CPR better than those who are underweight, according to the American Journal of Emergency Medicine. Upper body strength can offset the disadvantages of low weight, but first responders should be advised to exercise arm strength to improve the quality of CPR, according to their report. Angel Lopez-Gonzalez of the School of Nursing at University of Castilla-La Mancha in Albacete, Spain, and colleagues. They say the findings shouldn't stop average people from getting CPR training, according to Dr. Robert Schescher, Department of Emergency Medicine at the George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences in the District of Columbia. He was not involved in the study, but they took up a whole paragraph putting all his titles in there. They say the more people who know CPR, the higher the chance of saving someone's life. I agree. Now, each year in the U.S., more than 350,000 cardiac arrests occur outside of hospitals. According to the American Heart Association, CPR can double or triple a person's chance of survival. Chest compressions, which have to be done, and I've talked to you guys about how to do that. You have to basically lock your hands, and using the palm of your right hand as your other hand is over it, at the nipple line, you have to push into the chest 1 to 2 centimeters, depending on who they are and their age and their size. And you need to be doing that repetitively. And I mean, the one thing I noticed when I would be doing CPR during codes is you got tired. Okay, I mean, you know, you want to jump in but with some of these, you need to be doing chest compressions for 10, 15 minutes. That's a very long time, and you definitely get winded. So a new study looked at 63 college students. About 44% were underweight, 52% were normal weight for their height, and 5% were overweight or obese. Upper body strength was evaluated using a hand grip to measure the force of grip strength of each hand. Participants received a 30-minute session of training in basic CPR 48 hours before the CPR test, and then they had to perform CPR on a mannequin for 20 minutes or until exhausted. Chest compression parameters included how fast they perform compression, the correct location, compression depth, and the relation between compression and rest phases. Participants who were underweight achieved lower scores and compression parameters than those who were normal weight or overweight. But the effect of a volunteer size on the performance of CPR was partially mediated by muscle strength. So it's not that if you're overweight, it's if you have the muscle mass. You know, like my husband, he's got some amazing muscles. I got a big tushy. I got a lot of leg strength, not really a lot of good upper body strength. So, I, God forbid you have an issue, you know, hopefully you have somebody there very, very muscular that can jump on in. Many of you guys are thinking about Tim Tebow, who was on that Delta flight. He didn't give chest compressions, but I got to tell you, he definitely has a muscle mass. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a brain-eating amoeba took the life of another teenager who went on a church trip to Charlotte, North Carolina. 18-year-old woman, 18 years old, but still teenager, okay? Woman died of primary amoebic meningoencephalitis on Sunday. It's a rare but fatal infection caused by the amoeba Naegleria fowleri. And the CDC confirmed the presence of the amoeba in the cerebral spinal fluid. It's found in warm, fresh water and soil. It grows in pipes, but not in salt water like oceans. They say her only known underwater exposure was believed to be when riding in a raft with several others that overturned at the U.S. National Whitewater Center in Charlotte. In response to the incidents, the U.S. National Whitewater Center said in a statement that it gets its water from the Charlotte Mecklenburg Utilities Department and two wells on its property. They also disinfect all water with UV radiation and chlorine. They say the levels of UV radiation disinfection utilized every day continuously at the center are sufficient to inactivate the waterborne amoeba. To 99.99%, out of abundance of caution, they said it added more chlorine into the system when it learned of this incident. Now, state and county health officials are working with the CDC and the water park to investigate the death. CDC personnel are in North Carolina and hope to take samples of the water as part of the investigation. So what is this, Naegleria fowleri? So if you drink it, it's not going to bother you, all right? But if you get it up into your nasal passages, it'll travel to the brain, and it's usually deadly. So if you fall into a freshwater pond or lake, etc., and it'll sit in the silt, you know, the sand down below, if you stir that up, okay, it could then, if you're diving or underwater, get up into your nose. There have also been cases linked to improperly disinfected swimming pool water or heated and contaminated tap water. They say most infections, though, were the result of swimming in warm lakes or rivers. These infections mostly occur in the summer months and in the southern states. Again, not contagious. The patients get a headache, fever, nausea, vomiting. It begins about 5 days after infection because it takes a while for the amoeba to travel, but it could occur the next day. It can. The illness often causes death within 5 days of when the symptoms begin because by then it's already infected the brain. CDC reported 37 infections in the 10 years from 2006 to 2015. The fatality rate is 97%. Only 3 of the 138 known individuals in the United States from 1962 have survived. So, to limit the risk of infection, North Carolina health officials recommended the following. Limit the amount of water going up your nose. Hold your nose shut. Use nose clips. Keep your head above water when taking part in warm freshwater activities. Avoid water-related activities in warm freshwater during periods of high water temperature and low water levels. Avoid digging in or stirring up the sediment while taking part in water-related activities in shallow, warm freshwater areas. It's a shame because, it's summertime. I was in New York and, I was asking them about the heat and the humidity because it was kind of, nice a few days ago. And they go, even if it is humid, people don't care. You know, it's so cold throughout the year that everybody wants to go outside and they want to enjoy nature. Jumping into a lake is a dream that people have all year long until finally the summer months come where you can jump into a lake. And even though this is very, very rare, it's still very, very scary. So, there was a case where a woman was doing a neti pot where she was flushing out her sinuses and she used tap water. And she got the amoeba up into her nose. And so if we can't trust the tap water in the state in which you live, then what we do is we recommend don't be doing tap water up into your nose. Use distilled water. I was in Lake Mojave, and I was scuba diving, and I'm doing my test, and they make you clear your mask. So one of the tests you have to do is take off your mask underwater, be able to put it back on, and then you exhale, you breathe out your nose to blow the air out of the mask. Okay? Well, for some reason, when that happened, I got water up in my nose. Now, it was very low visibility, and we were kicking up a lot of the bottom because you had to sit there and hover down near the bottom. And, of course, with me and not being weighted properly, I was kind of kicking up the silt. Luckily, we don't think that the amoeba lives in that water because it was 60-some degrees. But I see how easy it is for that to happen. So while I'm clearing my mask, and I'm blowing out, as soon as I breathe in, I get water up in my nose. So scuba divers usually don't get affected by this because they're usually not scuba diving in a lake, but something to think about. All right, 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The American Medical Association is now adopting a statement about street lighting. They have unanimously came up with this statement as the rise of new LED street lights are sweeping the country. So they recommend cool it down and dim it. We'll talk about this more later. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.